And it's pretty strong. You can slice it thin and eat it raw.
You found it?
Can't come here.
What about them? And something that it'll make your eyes water. Big old thing that.
I don't know. I never seen it.
Do you ever eat hamburgers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you put on your hamburgers?
Mustard. Mustard's all I ever use in mine.
No, but ketchup, pickle, mayonnaise on mine, pickles.
I'm thinking about onion.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that?
Yeah, I've eaten onions.
What do you call those little onions that you don't let them get bigger than this, say, and you just pull them up in the spring and eat them plain?
I don't know what the name of them is. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of them. I just call them onions.
Okay. What kind of melons do you have around here?
Melons.
I got little old big ones.
Melon, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, watermelons.
Are there different kinds?
Pie melons. Some old pie melons can't eat them, though. They ain't fitting to eat.
What are pie melons?
It's just a sticky thing. It's sort of like a watermelon. Look just like a watermelon. Just hard and light at night, you can't eat it.
It's what?
Just hard and light
at
night, you can't eat it.
I see. What about other kinds of melons besides watermelons?
Well, we have cantaloupes, marshmallows.
What's the difference between those?
Well, that's more different. Because marshmallows don't taste like a watermelon, nor cantaloupe either, see. Cantaloupe's round. Marshmallow. Long like that.
Not watermelons.
Well, watermelons too.
What about something that, say, if it had been raining, something that might spring up in the woods or fields after a rain, little umbrella-shaped thing.
What is it?
Did you ever hear of mush? Mushroom?
Yeah, I hear one.
Yeah, mushroom.
Can you eat those?
Huh.
Is there something similar?
I never have.
Have you ever heard of something, another name for those, or something similar to that?
No.
You ever heard of toadstool or frog bench or anything like that?
And
say if a man had a sore throat.
Don't be just shaking your meat off on me.
You'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't.
Just be a sore throat, he couldn't swallow it.
Okay. And what do people smoke?
I smoke back.
Okay. You smoke what?
Camel cigarettes.
And what about those other things, bigger, thicker things than cigarettes?
Cigars.
Okay. And something that people used to take corn and soak that in lye water and get the husk off.
I don't know. I never did try none of that.
Do you know that you take the kernels of corn and leach those husks off and make something out of that?
I don't know. Never did try none of that.
Uh-huh. You never heard of hominy or?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I never did.
What about something made from ground up corn that you might eat for breakfast?
Make cornmeal or grits out of it.
Uh-huh. And what about something that is white and you is a starch, it's made from a grain, and it's white and you boil it and eat it? Something that people in Japan eat a lot.
I don't know what it is. Of course, we didn't eat none of their junk in Japan. I don't know, brought to us from the United States, you see.
Uh-huh. Say, you might cook this with ham. But it's white and...
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of rice?
Rice? Rice or grits.
Uh-huh. people ever make whiskey around here?
Well, no, not now as I know of. They used to, but then since bonded whiskey come in, they don't fool with it no more.
Since what?
Bonded whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Real messed up.
What did they call it when they used to make it?
Well, they called it bootleg.
Any other name?
White lightning.
Okay. You ever hear of Splo? Splo?
No.
You ever hear of people making beer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What would they call that when they make it themselves?
Call it beer.
Okay. Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You'd say just that. Just.
I'll tell you, I'm hurt.
Do you want to stop now? Or?
Well, if you will, like some other time, we might finish it up when I feel, you know.
Okay.